We are in the middle of Tosfos and Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, second line of Tosfos. And I would just like to mention one nekuda, and the Tosfos will become much clearer now. We mentioned yesterday that Vayakov brings down from the Ravid the Shaila of the Gemara, Migul Dahavi Peshei Lagabi Gemalim, is a Peshei Lagabi Shvarim. The Yisoid from the Shaila is as follows, that it could very well be the whole tour of Onos was only said by a person who made a complete Shmira. But if a person who did not make a complete Shmira, so then there's no Ptur Onos. He was misatzel in the Shmira, so could be he can't come well, abalagavi shvarim, I made a proper Shmira. That's the lomdus of Migul. Since you were a peshe, even though the pshil was legabe, a different mean, but that's the shaila. But legabe gmalim, you were a pesheya, sumamela. So you have a din pesheya, or in other words, there's no pturanus by shvor. So now let's start the end of the second line of Tosfos when the lines start getting wide. Avil koshelori. Vehechi poshat minofel esoichi shercher esoite bekot. The Gemara, and the end of the sugya is poshet the shaila. The Mishnah says, Nofel esoichi shercher esoite bekot. No, the Gemara is poshet from a baraisa. It says, Nofel esoichi shercher esoite bekot. He is chayev. But if a pikeach fell in, he's potter. So even though he was a peisheya legabe chere sheite v'kotten, but since he wasn't a peisheya legabe asher pekeach b'yoyim, so memele he's potter by a pekeach, so this whole concept of migu, we don't say. Traktois was a muridike kashe oleidomi klau. There's no comparison. If it was shchichi gmalim, and the kisui was not capable of holding up gemalim, there's no comparison to chereshei to bekotn and sher pikei. Chaleidom iklau. Do le'inyin pikeiach bedinu shleichoshe pesheya de migu. By pikeiach, we can understand the lumbus is, even though legabi chereshei to bekotn, he was a pesheya. But legabi asher pikeach, he wasn't a pesheya. So we look at each mean bifnei atzmo. That's the halacha that we derive from the beraisa, that each mean is nidin bifnei atzmo. No, but legabi the pikhim bayoim the boyer shamu. So memele, so if a pikeach falls in his potter. Lachen yesh lohayil sham amigu leichoshe. If there was no pshia whatsoever, there was a pshia legabi acher eshei to bekotten, fine. But this does not affect shvorim pikrim. Gabi shvorim pikrim, there was no pshia whatsoever. And there I don't say migu. Avol beboi didon. This person is not only a Peshaya legabi Gmalim. It's not only a Shaila that Gmalim will fall in. He's a Peshaya since it's Shichi Gmalim, he's a Peshaya Linyin Shvorim. Why is he Peshaya Linyin Shvorim? Kimaru Gmalim leKisui. Since it's Shichi Gmalim, so the Kisui he put up is not a kisui afilu legabi shvarim, because if a gomo will go over this kisui, so this kisui will become a kisui ruha. Lekach yesh lohayu shama migu lichoshe peishaya linyin shvarim af linyin aslo. That means, since it's shchichi gmalim, so it was a peishaya legabi shvarim gufi, if a gomo will walk over it. So memele, so could be, then I have a din peisheya, legabi shvorim, if the aslo, the mitzvah is asking, gamayr di kekashe, here, legabi, since it's shchichi gmalim, I was a peisheya, legabi shvorim gufe, beinyin gmalim. So memele, I'd never, if the lumdus of the shayla is a person who is careless, does not cannot come with the head of onus rahmona patre. So bishleim, if he was careless, he was pesher legabi another mean. So say, abalagabi this mean he was careful. Gabi this mean he made a shmira and memele. So and gabi this mean he'll have a ptura of onus. But Tosfos says if it's shchichi gmalim, he was pesher legabi shvarim gufe. That he did not make a proper shmira for shvarim. A gomel goes over it, so it'll become lohua. So memele he never made. So God, an onus happened now. But this is a person that did not even make a proper shmira for shvarim. So how could you be patient from sher pekeyach that he's potter, that say who is then will be potter on shvarim? Since it's shchichi gmalim, so this is good, it's called apshia legabi shvarim. Amayre di kekashe. V'nire l'ri, so now the ri makes a kimte. V'kisoi shaloi karoi legmalim, ayri v'chi ay gavne. It's speaking about Shemiyad Shagmalim Oiverim. It's not shot, but this is a kisui. And when a gomel goes over it, it becomes a kisui lehua, but it still looks like a kisui. So when a shell will walk on top of it, it'll fall in. No, 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 that's not what happens over here. Here we're speaking about such a kisui that the minute a gomel walks over this kisui, it collapses. There's no more kisui anymore. It breaks. The whole kisui breaks. So now Taisvim says, so lack of pshia bishvorim klal. Gabi the shvorim, I never made a pshia. Utchilosai v'soifai boinis. Legabi shvorim, legabi the mean of shvorim, I never was a pshia. Why? Manushek, the Eloi also gmalim. If gmalim won't come, won't walk on this kisui, loy hule shvor. So the male, it's a proper kisui, it will hold up shvor. The also gmalim, and if gmalim will come, nifchas mikel vakel, so then the whole kisui collapses. V'chazu shvorim pikrim, and the shvorim pikrim will see there's no kisui. V'mizdari v'loy naflu. So Memele, he never was a Peshaya Lagabi Shvorim. Shvorim, because of the Gmalim Shvorim, he made a perfect Kisui for Shvorim. If no Gmalim come over it, so it will support Shvorim. If Gmalim go over it, so the Shvorim will be aware, they won't go over it. But the Shaila of the Gemara, but I was a Peshaya Lagabi a certain mean, does that give me a din? That was the shayla of the Gemara. If you did not make a complete shmira, you did not make a perfect shmira, can you come with that time on onus? What kind of an onus are you? You never made a perfect shmira. That was the shayla of the Gemara. Or do we look at each mean bazunda? I said, that was a pshia that legabi the gemalim, I was pshia taka, but legabi the shvorim, I made a perfect shmira. So now if an oinus happened, legabi the shvorim, I should be potter. That was the shayla of the Gemara, and the Gemara was patient, l'cherishoit and pikeya. So now the Gemara is gevaldi. He's a leshach, chlos v'shir v'sayfa boinus, chlos v'sayfa boinus. Now, so the whole kasha that Tosfos started off by asking, let's say, chlos v'shir v'sayfa boinus, and Tosfos had to say that, that in the din of chlos v'shiv v'soyfa v'yis nida oinus abo machmas ha-pshiyah, and there's not an oinus abo machmas ha-pshiyah, and that we had a problem with Abai. A ganze geschäft, Taisu says, the way I'm saying now, the kasha finds it niton. I never was peshay l'gabi shvonim. So there's no din of chlos v'shiv v'soyfa v'yis. The din of chlos v'shiv v'soyfa v'yis means l'gabi, he let the behemoth go out la'agam, so his peshay and this behemoth that Zevim might come, Ganovim might come. He wasn't peshay legabi the malachamov. So that's all. He was peshay and this behemoth, but the hezek came about not through his pshia. That's chilasa b'pshia v'soifay ba'inis. But over here legabi shvorim, he made a perfect shmira. So memela this kash is not applicable. We have a new sugya. Do you say migui dava peshay legabi shvorim? So peshay legabi. Or not. Taima, Frektaisis, find a beautiful teretz. About this teretz is built on the idea that by Asher Pikeach is potter b'bur. Then the whole thing makes sense. So if a gomel will walk on the kisui, the Shefi Keich will be aware of it. It's vital not at the call. So it seems the whole sugya already knew that a Shefi Keich is part of my birth. In time. Even if the idea of the Shefi Keich potter, the lape sheyahu, and came, my come boy, so what's the shayla? Tif shayt me mas nisa, this non shaykhere shayt me kot mechayet, ha pi keyach pot, I can make a deal. The whole Gemara went with this assumption that a shayt pi keyach is pot. So why did the Gemara have to bring up a raise, tosh, ma, nofo, the shaykhere shaykhere shayt me kot, sume, pi keyach, is chayev, pi keyach mach bi en pot, I found a raise, and shuldig. That what you found from the Baraisas and not from the Mishnah. Now, like this, the Mishnah doesn't speak about a Pikeach. The Mishnah speaks about a Sheikh Hereshed Vakod Yochai. But now you're telling me that the Gemara knew that a Pikeach is Potter. So being a Rai, so the Gemara knew, Rasakokov, the Mishnah means Dark Hereshed Vakod Nishai, and Abba Pikeach is Potter. So why did the big Baraisa bring the Mishnah? The Mishnah, the Salach that you push it eventually from the Baraisas, Mabu of the Mishnah. Yes, Loima, so Taisa says on this Kasha, two Tirutza. Tirut number one. Salkadai Tachashte, the Chol HaShvorim, Ben Shaitim, Ben Pikrim, Pturim, Bayoim, Bechayovim, Balayla. The Gemara held now that all Shvorim are Potter Bayoim. Chere Shait Vakotn is also Potter Bayoim. That what it says, Chere Shait Vakotn is Chayim, is talking about Balayla. Bayoim, every Shair has enough Seichel to be careful not to fall in. So, the Mishnah speaking about Balayla. Mishnah speaking about Balayla, so a Pikeach is also Chayiv Balayla. Yeah. Umasnisa Mayri Balayla. Vecheresh de Noka Lerbuse. What's the Chiddush that Balayla, till a Pikeach you Chayiv Balayla? So, a Kadaitach, the Cheresh Loi Mechayiv, Kidaboy Memelakamon, the Chashusai Gomoloi. That be a psahava mina tapata rafilo Balayla, al Chashusai Gomoloi. So that's the Chiddush. No, a Cheresh is also Chayiv Balayla. Aber al kaponim, so the Gemara now held that is in Yisod there's no difference in chiyuv and ptur between a cheresh and a pikeach. By yoim, everyone is potter. By laila, everyone is chayev. Till we found the baraisa, no, cheresh eitav cotton is potter and pikeach is the cheresh eitav cotton is chayev and pikeach is potter by yoim. So the baraisa was megale. That a pikeach is different than a cheresh eitav of the cotton. So now we can be poshu the shell. So you see, you don't say migui, the havi peshe legabi cheresh, havi peshe legabi pikeach. Although till now, the Gemara held that everyone is potter by yoim, and everyone is chayav b'layla. So there's no migu whatsoever. Hi. Umaha delayam migu davi peshe b'layla havi Paishayabayfaktachtaisis, oh, but I still have a migo. I have a migo by night. He's chayev. He left an open bur. So by night, an open bur is a paishaya for all animals. By yoim, an open bur is not a pshia for any animal. So if you say migo, since he did not make a complete shmira, so let's say migo, he was a paishaya by lailas, he should have a din paishaya gabayoim. So Taisus says, if you're speaking about Zmanim, so you can't make a Migo from one Zman to another Zman. From one mean to another mean, I can make a Migo already. In this man, I was careless, Lagabi this mean, and I wasn't careless, Lagabi this mean. That was a shalom more. Migo dava peshe, Lagabi gmalam, ava peshe. But if in different Zmanim, that means at night I was careless, but by day, there's no pshia whatsoever, you can't be machlef as a Zmanim. That's in Mano, you don't say migu to one Zman to another Zman. In the same Zman, if there's two Minim, maybe you say migu. That's Teretz number one. Ba'idai Mari, the Motzil Ameima, another Teretz I'll tell you. The Shapa Yoda Ha'emes. Now, the first Eretz is that the Gemara made a mistake. The Gemara learned wrong shot in the Mishnah. The Gemara understood that what it says, Shoyer Chereshet V'Kotten Yochai, was talking about Balayla. It's a modi no poshet aloche. The Baraisa enlightens us and tells us, no, that Yochai, by Shoyer Chereshet V'Kotten, a full of Vai damari, the mosam aim of the shapa yod the hemis. The gemara knew the hemis, the pikeach potter, the cheresh chai. The gemara knew this all along. Aye. The gemara knew this all along, so then we have a mirror the kakashe. So why do you have to be pushing it? So we have a mishnah. The mishnah says, sher cheresh eitu vekod nishnafel of ber chaye. Aber a pikeach is potter by yoim. Aye, let's say migos here, don't say migo. Why do you have to bring a baraisa? It's mabu and the mishnah. That face was kashe. Vayda meri de motzel amein me de shapi yoda emes, de pikeach potter de cheresh chaye. Aye, in the Hegla Yama Hosa Migu. Aye, why didn't you say the Migu? So, you see, you don't say Migu. So, Mishum de Choshev, the Pikeach, Kimazik Atzmoy, Umiskaven, Lahapil, Es Atzmoy, Laboyer, Atoyre, Loichaive, Betakolas, Aboyer, Elo, She'ein, Loy, Laayin, Velelech. Now, so Tosfos is saying, Amoyre, Dikizach. Tosfos is saying like this. The Gemara knew all along a pikeach, a sure pikeach that falls into the boir, the bala boir is potter. But not the reason the bala boir is potter, because he's an honest, I didn't think that the pikeach would be careless. Nah. The reason you're potter, because the pikeach was ihu da azik anafshe. A sure can see where he's going. He fell into the boir. He was mazik himself. And that I'm not responsible. A boyer is responsible if someone got kinesicked in the boyer. It was a takola, fell into the boyer. But a sheir that sees a boyer and can watch himself and throws himself into the boyer. I'm sorry, that's not called a made a takola. Iyu da'azik anafsha. So memele, there's no shaila. The ptur is not on us. The shaila of our Gemara was that he was a peshay legabi gemalim and an onus legabi shvor. That means a sheir walked on it. The kisi was his liya and the sheir fell in. I was an onus. So we clang alam de sheshayle takayu. And this nefila you are an onus. But since bederech klal you were not shoyme properly your boyer, because when it came to gemalim you were a peshay. So maybe you don't have a heter of onus. Maybe you do have a heter of onus. That was the shayle of the gemara. Sheir pikeach that falls in your potter, there the ptur isn't out honest. There the ptur is because he does it kanavshe, he threw himself in. So, versteht sich, and that a boyer is potter. If he throws himself in, since I was a peshay, legabi cheres, so if this sheir throws himself in, I should be chayiv. What does one thing have a sheiches with the other? So therefore, the Gemara knew the Mishnah, the Gemara knew that a pikeach is potter, but you cannot be poshit. The ptur pekeach, from that you can't be pushed to our shayla. We're claiming our shayla when they have a ptur on us of a slot. So maybe there is a slot to say, Migi davi peshe legabi gmalim, avi peshe legabi shvorim. But the Mishnah that says you're potter by pekeach, that's not a ptur on us, that's a ptur ati vasi kanavshe. Uche miskavi lapel es atzmei leboil. Batayr lechayve b'metakolas b'kshayle laim v'leila. Avu shenof ha'idei aslo. But the shayla of the Gemara was that he was taken. He fell into the boil because the kisi broke. Os yeshli ischayve ha'idei migul. Given the loyshayich b'itayme di boile liyuni. Fakert there he saw a kisi. He did not know, the shayla did not know at all that the kisi is hollow, so that was the shaila of the Gemara. Now Tosfos said a beautiful shtick Torah, but now Tosfos is in hot water. Beautiful, so Meila, I learn now, a sheir pikeach, the ptur is al tzidazik adavsha. It has nothing to do with our subject. So fine, wonderful, that's as much can be poshet from the Mishnah. So what happens? What is the Gemara? How is the Gemara poshet? A baraisa. What does it say in the baraisa? Shecher, shet v'kotn, yochayim. Hopi keyach, yepot. Ooh, I was poshet to shayma. Shayma shamayim. You bring a raif and a shet pikeach, I'm the Tosfos. It's not a raif and a shet pikeach. This is shreklich. Tosfos just said such a beautiful pshat, and now the Gemara is doch a pachad neure. Ube maskones, and now let's see Tosfos. She poishet a Talmud, but the Gemara is poishet. Ein chayshish bezechilik. He doesn't want to say this lamdas. Very nice. So listen, if you change the lamdas, so go back to the Mishnah. It's a pelatoisnes. Manavshech. If you hold the Friedeke lamdas, so there's no rai bachlof in the baraisa. You don't know the Friedeke lamdas. You change. No, that's wrong. That's not pshat. The ptu, pikeyach is tak alkonus, lablasuki adaita. So good, so bring a rai from the Mishnah. It's a pelat. It could be Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Pshat and Tosfos is, in the Mishnah said, Halbevelta. That means the Mishnah said, you're Chayiv and Acherishay Tevekot. The Mishnah did not speak about Pikeach. So I'll ask you a Shaila. What's with a Pikeach? Pikeach! There's no Shaila whatsoever. Pikeach is, Yidazik Anavsh. I'm talking about when a Sher fell into a boil. A Pikeach didn't fall into the boil. The Pikeach threw himself into the boil. I'm not talking about Pekeach. Fine. So, Mela, I just said, Acher Shait of the Cotton is Pasnati Boile Liuni Umezel. So, Acher Shait of the Cotton is Chai. Pekeach. I have nothing to talk about. A Pekeach doesn't fall into the Parsha, but the Bereise is very interesting. The Bereise differentiated between Acher Shait of the Cotton, your Chai, and a Pekeach, your Potter. From the Bereise, it would seem that it's the same, we're talking about the same story. Here, the Acherishayt of the Cotton, the show was genizik through the boil. Here, the Pikeach, the show was also genizik through the boil. Both of these cases was genizik. But here, Loi Havale Lasuki Adaite by Pikeach, and here Havale Lasuki Adaite. About Al-Koponim, if the Bereise mentions Pikeach in the same breath, so Weistach Ois, we're talking about the same story. According to the Avin of Tyson, we're talking about two different stories. A Shechesh Vakayin, Cotton was genistic in the boy, and a Pikech threw himself in the boy. So you say, this is Chaim and this is Potter. They're two different stories. You know, you can't compare them. This is Chaim and this is Potter. But Fakel, from the Lashon of the Bereise, it would seem, Fakel, this Hezek, I'm Chayim, and this Hezek and Potter. So my sister, it's a Hezek. No, it's a Ptur, but I have a little Suki Adaita, it's a Ptur Onas. That's me, that's Pshat and Toysvis. Vim Toyma, amai noka boi shaloi b'shchichi gmala. For Toysvis, why when the Gemara cleared the Shaila of Migu, but now we know Pshat and the Bereise, and in the Gemara, the Shaila of the Gemara is that the Ptur Onas, as we mentioned before, from the Dvar Yaakov, the Ptur Onos is only said if a person made a proper Shmira. If a person did not make a proper Shmira, there's no Ptur Onos. Now the Gemara Shaila, is this called he made a proper Shmira? Because Lagabi Gmalim, he didn't make a proper Shmira. So Mamela. So I say, Migudava Peshe Lagabi Gmalim, so there's no Heter of Oynes Lagabi Shmo. Or maybe not, that's the Shaila. Why when the Gemara cleared the Shaila, the Gemara had to say, Shchichi Gmalim? And if it's loy shchichi gmalim, Taisus said before on Omad Aleph, Taisus says, I feel it's loy shchichi gmalim, if a gomel falls in, you chayiv to pay. There's no teretz, the last time a gomel came to Times Square was who knows when. There's no teretz, I feel a loy shchichi gmalim, if a gomel falls in, you didn't make a shmir of a gomel, you chayiv. So, lemaise legabi gmalim, I was a pesheya. I feel it's loy shchichi gmal abichayev to pay. So why when the Gemara cleared the Shaila, the Gemara had mentioned it, the Shaila is when it's shchichi gmal. That's the discussion. Gimtoina, amai noket boi shaloi, b'shchichi gmalim, afilo loy shchichi gmal, iklau yochol ishol. The linyin, gmalim ha'atzman choshe pesheya. Afilo it's loy shchichi gmalim, is called a pesheya. V'chayev aleim ayu noiflim, afilo loy shchichi. Kinmuchi beboi kamaisa, that's the last toysus of Amad Aleph. That says from the sugi of Aistois, that legabi gmalim, yizicha chayev, if gmalim, yizicha chayev by gmalim, if gmalim fell in, afilo loy shchichi. Yes, loyim the beloy shchichi. I feel a osin lefrokim pshita the loyim rine migo kibin beloy shchichi bechiyuve the gmalim. So Taisus wants. So Taisus says a moyer de kalumdis. Taisus says as follows: this whole lumdis of migo is pshat is if he was really careless legabe gmalim. So this person can't come with a teretz, I'm an honest legabishvo. You did not make a proper shmira. But if we will assume loishchichig malum, so even though if a gomel will ever fall in, he'll be chayev, but you can't say that I was a careless person. I didn't make a kisi for gemalim. What was the last time you saw a gomel in Times Square? So if you're calling each same a careless person, gemalim aver loishchiach. So I didn't make it, but because of that, you're labeling me a careless person. I'm a pesheya, and I don't have a ptur onus. The whole way you could label me as a careless person is if it's chichi gemalim, and I did not make a proper shmir, I ignored the nizoykim of gemalim. So then when it comes to shvorim, but lagabi shvorim, I wasn't honest. Here there's a shvorim to say, that yid, if you did not make a proper shmir for hezekis, which were also to occur, don't tell me you're an honest. That's, but if it's shloish chichi gemalim, it's all in yim pasnik.